Linda, of course, always been with the planning committee for Great County or Great Bruce Farmers Week. That's where we know each other probably best from.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that's going back, I can't even guess how many years. Like, I know we started there as a committee in 2000, actually. And I don't know when you came to our meetings, but it must have been a fair number of years ago.
It was.
I was going to ask both of you, what do you think is the top issue these days in farming in Great Bruce? That's a big question, I know.
Well, it is a very large question, and you know, people look at it from different perspectives. I think if the political end comes into play, I think the uncertainty in the world economy is probably number one on everybody's mind. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but it's there. It's definitely there. And right now, of course, we're all planting and doing our field prep, and we're busy. And another thing about what comes almost hand in hand with uncertainty is mental health. Stress on farms, I think that is a very major component of our lives.
People don't think about that, but that's a big problem, isn't it?
That is larger than what I would meet, and that is, you know, that is, yeah. And then of course there are the underlying environmental issues that are playing a larger and larger role into our day-to-day operations. And yeah, Linda probably can. That's where her field comes in. Farm safety, it's a huge thing that. We need more education on farm safety, and special on our roadways. Like it is, I don't know what you see, Linda, but being on the roads with farm equipment, we're oversized most of the time, but people don't understand that we don't travel road speed.
Yes, have to be patient. Got to be patient. Linda, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Simon. Mental illness has really popped up. And I mean, years ago, the uncertainty with your farm, Queensbush used to counsel people, and, you know, they've been gone for a long time. And there isn't a lot of people for farmers to turn to for help, and except other farmers. And I know with the Bruce County Federation of Agriculture, they're doing a lot to help farmers in Bruce County, and Simon knows Bruce and Gray, so they work together. But it's the corporations working together that are helping the farmers, because the uncertainty, the prices, the weather is weird because it wasn't raining for the crops to go in, and then we got rain. And it's normal life when you're farming. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, can't always control it. Linda first, and then Simon. Tell me how significant, how meaningful it is to be our Tommy Cooper Award winners for this time around. Linda, go ahead.
Well, I think Tommy Cooper did a lot, and if anybody knows any of the agricultural representatives, you know, they've all done an awesome job, but Tommy really made it happen, and he didn't stop. He just kept going, and I think it's a very big honor, so thank you.
Simon, congratulations. Tell us how you feel.
Well, I can echo Linda's what she said, her thoughts, and I must honestly tell you, this year it had kind of fallen off my radar. I never really heard a whole lot about it till Friday morning, and I'm humbled.
Surprise, surprise.
I'm humbled and honored at the same time. You know, there's a lot of people that put a lot of work into agricultural meetings and services, and it is I've really appreciated that we are recognized.
Well, listen, congratulations to you both, and thank you for all the work that you have done and will continue to do, I'm sure. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Linda. Congratulations, Simon. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.